When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap, screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Great Brazilian team. Count, it's there. They're ahead.
It's one of the biggest sporting events in the world. And today, we're giving you an inside look at the teams and playoff pictures to date.
As we present Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
It's up here now. The goalkeeper's beaten. And South Africa have their first goal.
Listen as Jason Longshore gives you all the latest in the world of soccer.
As we break down the matchups and get you insights you can only find here.
A goal! Oh, he's in the post! Theo has to! He's in the post! But it's finally in!
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Here's Jason Longshore.
Let's kick it. Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app. Yes, it is Monday. Usually, I'm with you on Tuesday doing this. But it's a Monday because we've got the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup tomorrow night with Atlanta United in it. You'll be able to hear Atlanta United at Charlotte tomorrow on Star 94. Kick just after 7 o'clock. Mike Conti and I will be with you live then. Also, this little thing called the NBA playoffs with the Atlanta Hawks playing tomorrow night as well. So AST bumped to Monday. That means I've got one of my co-conspirators on the other side of the glass, Noel White, hanging out. What's up, Noel?
And here we go. Hey, people.
She's there. I know she's
good evening.
There.
What is up?
We got lots to get into. This is like a preview / preseason getting ready for World Cup where we're going to have a lot of intersection, AST, everybody crossover shows. It's going to be chaos.
Yeah, indeed. It's going to be like when everybody from TGI Friday went down to Disney World.
Yes, you're going to get all kinds of interesting conversations that you wouldn't normally expect. You're going to get some of that tonight. We're going to get into a lot of different things. Atlanta United with a win in Toronto over the weekend. We're going to talk all about that here in just a second. You're going to hear what that sounded like from a very cold BMO field. We're also going to talk women's soccer as well, the NWSL, and some big news here locally happened on Friday. Some shovels hit the dirt. We'll talk about that. We got Champions League to look forward to starting tomorrow. Maybe what could have been the final, but we're going to get it in the semifinals, which means we're going to get two matches of Bayern and PSG. We'll talk about all that. 3-4-3, you know how that goes. What's on tap? All the usual AST features are coming for you tonight. But let's start with Atlanta United and the big win in Toronto. Good performance, I think, all the way around, but the difference, and Chris Thomas asked me this just a little bit ago, the difference is this team converted on their situations that they created, and that wasn't the case enough on Wednesday last week, where they had a 1-0 lead and lost 2-1 to the New England Revolution. It wasn't the case against Nashville either, where they had a really good 30 minutes and then a decent next 30 minutes, and then the wheels fell off after Nashville found the opening goal. The difference was they found goals, And we thought they found a goal really early. Kamen Togashi, who got the start in Toronto. We'll talk about the starting lineup and especially the attacking third a little bit as we get into the segment. But Kamen Togashi put one into the back of the net, rolled offside by the video assistant referee. It was kind of crazy in the very cramped booth that we had at BMO Field. And first off, we had a booth at BMO Field, which we don't always have a booth there. And Noel, I've told you about this before, where it's been wind chill of less than 20 degrees for games there. It wasn't quite that cold, but the wind chill was in the mid-20s on Saturday.
That sounds miserable. Like when I called you for Sam and Greg, like the pre-misery was already in your voice. So you were very well mentally prepared for what you were walking into. But at least you came out with the dub.
At that time, we didn't think we had a booth. So I was already ready to suffer with the cold. I had as many layers on as I could possibly wear. I almost looked like the kid from A Christmas Story just so I could try to stay warm. Then we find out we have a booth. It didn't help that much because there's still wind coming in, and it was kind of like a wind tunnel because the booth, I think, was about as wide as the hallway over here.
Okay, yeah.
And Mike and I are both trying to look out the window to call the game, so that's always difficult. And it was just not easy. And the broadcast, if anybody who watched this, and I've heard from a few people who said this, the broadcast was maybe not the highest standard. Replays were not forthcoming very often, and some of the angles were interesting to the point that you saw the camera person wipe off the lens at one point in the game.
Okay.
It was one of those.
You get those every now and again, but at least it seemed like the team on the field had less trouble than you and Mike had up there in Canada this go-round.
They did. They had to suffer a little bit. They had to work at this one. They think they have the opener with Togashi. It's taken away. And then he rolls his ankle badly. He's day-to-day right now. Hopefully not significant because I thought he played well. He played well in Chattanooga in the Open Cup. I thought he was really due for more time. Goes into halftime. It's scoreless. And then things started to open up. This is how it sounded when Alexei Maranchuk opened the scoring in Toronto on Saturday.
Toronto has everyone in the wall. Action at the goal to our left. Ball square to the near post.
Well, there's a player that's inside of 10 yards. I mean, I don't know what we're doing here. Give him a yellow card.
Moyenba to the left. Maranchuk to the right. Alexei goes for goal. Score! Alexei Maranchuk from Russia with love. From 20 yards out on a direct free kick in Atlanta United. That one cannot be overturned.
You'll appreciate this, Noel, as well. In Madison Cruz's match day mixtape, and I wish I could take credit for this. I can't. I offer suggestions sometimes in the match day mixtape. This one was all Maddie. She made her key about Maranchuk titled Smooth Operator.
Nice.
And it really suits him. It works. So, like, I went into it on the call. I've been posting stuff about it. Like, it's so Alexei. And when you hear him talk about it here in just a second, because I ask him in the post-game media about the goal, it's funny to hear him talk because he kind of sounds like a smooth operator. Let's hear from Alexei about that goal.
It was a lot of going on. I mean, because, first of all, the freeze and Juan asked me, are you sure? I was like, of course I'm sure. And then when I scored, Luki ran to me and he said, I knew you're going to score. Then Coop told to Matt that Alex is going to score. So everybody knew that I'm going to score. But they said afterwards. So
I love Alexei in a good mood first off. Like, it's always good to hear. But yeah, he was confident. That's a great free kick to open the scoring. He played so well in this game in total. But then that just set up the table for the second goal. And this second goal, 18 passes. One of the longest sequences of passes leading to a goal in Atlanta United club history, according to the post-game numbers. Cooper Sanchez, 18 years old. He's carrying the ball forward. Plays it to Fafa Pico, and then the magic happens. This is how it sounded from Toronto.
Ahead to Matt Edwards at the edge of the right attacking third. Back in the midfield now to Sanchez. Back further to the right halfway line, Gregerson. Squared near center spot to Tristan Moyenba. Atlanta from right to left here in the second half. Gregerson down the far touchline to Edwards.
ahead to Moranchuk, back to Edwards, to Moranchuk again, all on the right wing. Carries it back towards center circle. Reverses to the far side. Gives it to Sanchez. Flicked ahead. Fortune off Sanchez to Moyamba. Back to Sanchez. Driving down the middle. Has space. Right of the arc. Ahead to Fafa. Backheel. And a shot. Score! Golasso! Tristan Moyamba! What a team goal by Atlanta United! They've got a 2-0 lead!
That is the soccer Tata Martino wants from this team. That is what he's been building the whole time. The whole sequence starts with Atlanta playing confidently through the middle of the park.
Yeah, I was a little fired up. I was just a little fired up about that one. That was as good of a goal as you will see. Just a beautiful sequence that involved so many different players and exactly what Tata Martino has wanted. And he talked about it afterwards. And he described it as the association between Tristan and Jay and Cooper throughout the entire buildup. Not just that final pass, but you heard it on Mike's call. Those three are connecting the whole way and connecting others. And it's just so important to have that. You also have Will Riley who came into this match. You have Matias Galarza who came into this match. You have a lot of bodies in that central midfield, and they're all getting minutes right now, and they're all finding these combinations and making it all happen. And what Tata said afterwards, I mean, the goal is beautiful. What he said afterwards about that connection and that association between these players, that's the kind of soccer that he tries to build. That's the beautiful soccer that we have seen before with Tata Martino here in Atlanta. It's the beautiful soccer that he's had in other clubs that he's been at. It's so important to have all those connections, and it's why you build out of the back, because you're able to get everybody forward, synced up, and you have your defensive midfielder score with a golazo from the top of the 18. But then you had to suffer a little bit. You know, you were already suffering because it was cold, it was windy, it wasn't pleasant at BMO Field, but Toronto gets a goal back, and this team has struggled with that this season. They have, I think, five different times conceded a second goal within 10 minutes of conceding one. That's a big problem. That points to a lack of confidence. That points to maybe a little bit of just that tentativeness. They didn't have that in this game, and Matt Edwards was a huge part of it. I said to Tata Martino in the post-game media, and I said it to Matt himself, I thought that was his best game as a professional. I got a chance to catch up with him literally outside the bus before we got on the bus to go to the airport. Here is what Matt Edwards had to say about the character in the game.
It was so huge. I think we let it slip again against New England, and we learned from that moment, I think, as a group, and we use it for today in our mentality. Each one of us defensively, we all stuck in to get the result. We know how important this was to us.
Matt Edwards, a former North Carolina Tar Heel. I know you'll appreciate that over there. Matt is really in such a good run right now, and he's a guy that we've seen play right back, left back, center back, right center back, left center back. He's played everywhere. He always gives you every single ounce of energy that he has. And right now, the performances are matching the work rate. And that's what he needs to keep doing to keep finding his way into this lineup. The good thing about this team and the way the roster is currently, there's a lot of opportunities for guys. There's a lot of opportunities for Tata Martino to mix and match a little bit. You got a guy like Matt who can play a bunch of different positions. Tomas Akob, who's been banged up a little bit, he can play a few different positions. We talked about the midfield between all of those central midfielders. They can play the six, they can play the eight. Some of them can play on the wing like Galarza. You've got guys who can play different spots. So going back to what Tata said about that second goal, it is about chemistry. It is about the association. There's a translation that I always go to in moments like this. One of like my soccer IQ mentors, Ricardo Montoya, who coaches Pachuca, Georgia and UPSL, Georgia, he always called it, translating it from Spanish, little societies on the field. And I just love that phrase because a lot of times we get hung up on the best 11, or we get hung up on this player plays this position and that's the only position he can play, not really taking into account that the game takes you to a whole bunch of different positions on the field. But anyway, it's about the connections on the field. And I think Atlanta United, at their best under Tata Martino, need players to connect. That is with the ball, typically. But that also comes from moments like Alexei Maranchuk talked about. He dropped back and defended. He got stuck into tackles. He sees the defenders working hard, and he wants to join in on that. It's about how they connect off the field, and we'll talk about that as we go tonight. It is all of those connections that make the overall team better. It's such an important factor. It's going to be a huge factor tomorrow night against Charlotte FC in the U.S. Open Cup round of 16. 7 o'clock. You can listen to it on Star 94. No pregame for this one. We'll be jumping straight in. So Mike and I will be shot out of the cannon, ready to go with, I think, a 7:05 kickoff. But coming up next, we'll come back to Atlanta United later in the show. Coming up next, we're going to turn to the women's game. San Diego Wave, killing it right now. Sophia Wilson back on the score sheet. A plastic coyote named Jose, and a groundbreaking right here in Atlanta. All of that's coming up after the break on AST on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to the world of soccer, we've got you covered.
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back, Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on a Monday. A little different than usual, but I'm here. I'm Jason Longshore. We're live on 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app as usual. Noel White producing tonight, so that invites chaos, and that also invites the second segment with a random music question. If you listen to the intersection, you know this happens, and it leads to some crazy conversations, so I figure it's only appropriate, right, Noel?
Yeah, I am pleasantly surprised and shocked. Let's go.
What is the first song you think of for the sport of soccer?
Ooh, that's a good question.
When soccer comes up, what's the first song that comes to mind?
Man, that's a really good question. I don't know. Give me Titi Mi Pregunta.
Yeah? That's going to be a big one this summer. That's going to be everywhere. For me, like, I think of World Cup themes. I think that's a big one.
Okay, yeah, that's a fair one.
The last couple, not so great. Thinking of Nicky Jam and Will Smith in 2018.
Oh.
It was okay.
Okay.
2014 was really good with Pitbull and J-Lo. That one came out good. 2010 is probably the best World Cup for music. The official theme was Waka Waka from Shakira.
Okay, nice. Yeah, nice.
But the song that I think of when I think of soccer, the song that always comes to mind first is Kanan, Waving Flag.
Okay.
From that World Cup. It got used a lot of places. I know Coca-Cola kind of grabbed it, and they did a special like Spanish version when Spain won that World Cup. So that one always comes to mind for me. The other one is the first song I remember as a kid that was associated with soccer, because me and my 10-year-old, was I 10? Yeah, no, I was nine. When I was nine, my 9-year-old best friend Antonio, him and his mom got me playing on an indoor soccer team, and we would drive to the games and we would listen to Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
Nice.
Living on a Prayer was our pump-up song when I was nine. I'm old.
No, because I feel like if I don't go to Bad Bunny route, I feel like soccer, for whatever reason, makes me automatically think of the Rolling Stone. I don't know why.
Huh, that's interesting. Hey, I don't have a problem with that at all. I'm trying to think of any role. I mean, I know like they're literally fans. I know that much.
Yeah.
I can't remember who Mick Jagger is a fan of. There's videos of Mick Jagger in the New York Cosmos locker room in the late 70s with Pelé and Franz Beckenbauer, and probably all headed to Studio 54 afterwards, but we should probably leave those stories out of this show. All kinds of stuff. I'm curious what, because nothing's really set up yet. I'm curious what the song of this World Cup is going to be. There's the theme, which I actually really like the instrumental theme, and we've heard the city version that Dallas Austin's involved in. I think it's great. It captures Atlanta really well. But the song of the tournament, mm-hmm. the song that, the one shining moment
exactly.
kind of song.
I was just thinking the exact same thing, yes.
For a few World Cups in a row, U2 kind of owned that moment.
Okay.
Like 2006, City of Blinding Lights, I think of the montage at the end of the tournament to that song, perfect. Coldplay kind of moved into that vein, and Chris Martin's involved in the World Cup final halftime show we're going to have for the first time this year.
Oh, wow. Oh, so Chris Martin is involved.
He is involved in putting it together.
Okay.
I don't know what this is going to look like. I don't know how long it's actually going to be. I don't know how this is going to go. A lot of people don't like it. I don't really either. I would do it as a pregame concert. I think in American football, you can extend the halftime without really affecting the game in a big way. I think in soccer, extending the halftime, which I'm assuming they will, it affects the game more. And I don't like that in a World Cup final.
Hmm.
I'd rather have a big pregame concert that then you can get the stage down, let the teams warm up, and play the game.
Interesting.
I would go that route. But we're going to have a halftime show for the World Cup final, so maybe that song will end up being the song of the tournament. I don't know. I'm curious to see where this goes. Let us know what your songs of the tournament would be. Hit us up on the social medias at 929thegame. Me at Longshoe. Noel at Ella underscore two times. Cool. 23. Let us know what's up with your musical selections for the summer. I think a lot of it's going to depend on who plays well this summer as well. And then we're going to be having this conversation next summer because we have a Women's World Cup to get ready for next summer in Brazil. That means you're going to get a lot of great music. That means you're going to get a lot of games that kick off in the evening. A lot of players are working right now to get themselves into their national teams for next summer. Some World Cup qualifying is already going on. You had an international break recently. The U.S. won 2 games of 3 with Japan. And we were back into NWSL play over the weekend. Just to get caught up on the league, San Diego Wave right now are the absolute class of the league. They were down 2-0 at halftime to the Denver Summit, one of the expansion teams this year, on Saturday. They ended up winning 3-2, 3 goals in a 16-minute stretch in the second half. Leah Godfrey, the former Virginia star, she's a rookie this season, scored her 4th goal of the year. That's a Wave rookie record already. Delivered the corner that led to the equalizer. The winning goal is an own goal off of Carson Pickett on a Dudinha cross. So the number that stands out the most here, goalkeeper Leah Freeman, 5-0 to start her career. That ties Kansas City's Lorena for the best start by a goalkeeper in NWSL history. San Diego, they've won all 5 this season. They're the team to beat in the league at the moment. And when you're down on the road 2 goals at halftime and you come back and win 3-2, that's not just like a pretty good team finding a result. That's a great team making a statement. They're the team to beat in 2026. It's still early, though. Portland is going to be another one to watch. They're 2nd in the table. They're 2 points behind San Diego. 2-1 win at Angel City over the weekend. The goal that sealed it, Sophia Wilson. She scored it, her 45th career regular season goal, but that's not the number that matters. She had not scored since November of 2024. Since she last scored, she got married, had a baby, missed the entire season last year on maternity leave, picked up a loose ball on the left side on Saturday, drove into the box as we've seen so many times over the years, finished with her left foot. After the celebration or towards the end of it, as her teammates mobbed her, yes, there were tears. She said there wasn't. There were tears. And there were tears. You've seen the video of Trinity Rodman watching it, and there were tears from Trinity watching it. Those two will be playing against one another in the NWSL with Washington and Portland this season. But they have been back together in the U.S. Women's National Team pool for that series against Japan. Right now, for Sophia Wilson, it's just about playing consistently and getting back to full form. The U.S. women will have World Cup qualifying at the end of the year in CONCACAF. They should be fine. CONCACAF is a comfortable region for the U.S. to get through, Canada as well. You never know. You got to take care of your business. But right now, for Sophia Wilson and many others, it's just about playing consistently and impressing Emma Hayes. On the NWSL side, let's go to Washington in the Eastern Conference. The Spirit, they hammered Kansas City 4-0. Kansas City was the best team in NWSL history in the regular season last year. They've struggled to start this season. 4-0 win for Washington. Lacey Santos with a brace, her first career two-goal performance. Trinity Rodman had a goal and an assist. Claudia Martinez became the first Paraguayan player to score in NWSL history. But the story to this game is kind of crazy. I saw clips at the end of it after the win, and you see the players holding up a fake plastic coyote. I don't know. I had to get the story. They named the coyote Jose. They were training out in the Bay Area earlier this year where I guess there were concerns about coyotes. So there were plastic coyotes around the field, and it kind of became a little bit of a mascot. So the president of the club, Haley Carter, she liked the vibe around it enough, so she shipped a replica plastic coyote to the team's training facility. By the end of the game, the team is leading the crowd in a chant of Jose to the tune of Ole, waving the plastic coyote around. When you got a team that is playing really well and having fun with plastic coyotes and Jose chants, that's a pretty dangerous combination. Washington is definitely a team to watch. But let's bring things back home, because on the NWSL side, you had a big story on Friday. Groundbreaking for the NWSL Atlanta training ground. Arthur Blank, NWSL Commissioner Jessica Berman, Josh Blank all spoke at the ceremony. We had from the Soccer Down Here contingent, Madison Cruz and Sophia Cupertino there. John Nelson was there as well. Atlanta and Columbus are coming into the league in 2028. We know the 17th team in Atlanta and the 18th team in Columbus now. This facility, it's not just like a milestone. It's not just about building something. This is going to be a nine-figure facility build-out. That's a signal. With less than 2 years till the team actually gets on the field, the future for all of this is arriving really, really fast. Madison and Sophia filed a dispatch for the SDH Network. Here's a clip from Sophia Cupertino, our chief creative officer and our chief photographer for SDH, talking about what this moment meant to her.
Getting to sit here, and I sat front and center to get my photos, and it felt like he was talking to me, and not just me as myself, but me as in all of the little girls who started playing at 6 years old and played for all this time. Getting to see this here and hearing him speak about how girls are going to see this training facility here and know that they can make it like the boys can. That was such a full circle moment for me, and I'm lucky to be able to have a lot of those full circle moments where I'm at. And yeah, I also got a little bit teary-eyed because it really does feel like, you know, I am so excited to see all these young women grow up with this here. It's going to make a big difference.
Noel, we've talked about this with the Atlanta Dream and what they have done in their existence for girls basketball players here in the metro area. Now girls soccer players are going to have something to aspire to, and they're going to have an amazing facility to want to work at every day.
Yeah, they're going to be able to aspire to be a professional soccer player as a woman and get to see what a professional soccer program looks like. And that starts with a serious investment in a training facility. It's just like everything else that we talked about in sports. It's about the way that the owners take the franchise or the league itself seriously. And Arthur Blank has entered into every athletic realm, it seems, with that type of tenacity and that type of attitude. And he puts his money where his mouth is. And right now we have it. Now I'm hearing, Jason, that there are supposedly like a name and some colors supposedly picked out. Arthur Blank said, you know, just because we've started with Atlanta United colors, you know, you can't bank on the women's team having that same styling. So it will be excited to see. Apparently we won't get any of that until the fall. Yep. But Arthur Blank said that it is going swimmingly.
Yeah, I'm curious to see where they go. I mean, the stadium's red and black, so I don't think you're going to be blue. Yeah. I'm not expecting like that much of a departure, but what do you do for an accent, or do you accentuate? Like, I think we talked about it before. I noticed in the branding around the announcement, they really played up the color white more than Atlanta United ever has. Mm-hmm. The white was prominent. I think the gold was maybe a little more prominent as well. When Atlanta United, before they even were Atlanta United, when they were just Atlanta MLS, they used more of a yellow than the gold, and it evolved later.
Hmm.
So what we saw in the announcement could change. I think it's going to be more the accent colors, though. That's just my guess.
Okay, I was thinking we could, to your point, see more white, and I was thinking maybe they would give them more gray. The kind of
you could go with
softer
that
and give them a little a different styling than Atlanta United. But I do agree with you. I don't think you're going to go too far with all the red and black that is in the building, you know, like a light sky blue or an orange or something like that would be a huge clash.
Yeah.
So it will be exciting to see what they do. But Mr. Blank says it's going along swimmingly, so we shall see it. Sounds like to me right before football season.
Would make sense. I mean, you think about like how he would be wanting to do business. You're going to have Atlanta United in the home stretch of their season. Mm-hmm. You're going to have the Falcons getting ready. You know, a lot happening. You'd like to get all of that at least first run of gear out before Christmas. You know, it is a business after all. You want to get some sales going.
Yeah, you want to throw it out there before the Falcons kind of suck all the oxygen out of the room when the season starts.
True.
So, you know, and to your point, you still got baseball going on. The basketball's trying to come back around. The women's, the men just in. So I think that would be a really sweet spot to do it right there in August.
Yeah.
Leading into the fall, maybe early September, but you know, I'm just spitballing here. But I'm excited for it. Ground has broken. We are on our way to yet another professional franchise, and they try to say this isn't a sports town.
We got all the sports, all the franchises, and coming up after the break, we got Noel's World on Atlanta Soccer Tonight. So ooh. I don't know where this is gonna go. I know one thing we're gonna talk about because it is not your favorite owner in sports. I think your favorite owner to laugh at in sports.
Yes.
I got updates. We're going to talk about John Texter and what he's been up to as of late. Coming up after the break on Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes
comes to the world of soccer, we've got you covered.
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. Atlanta Soccer Tonight on a Monday. Yeah, that's happening. You're going to get Atlanta Soccer Tonight on a Monday, on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday, on a Thursday, on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, starting June 1st through the entire World Cup. Yeah, I'm not going to sleep. Noel's going to be on a lot of those. And now on AST, for the first time ever, we are entering Noel's world.
Whoa, such a strange place to be on a Monday.
What's happening here? This is usually like a Saturday or Sunday in the morning kind of thing.
Yes, yeah, it's topsy-turvy world. Yes, yeah, usually probably around this exact time, but, you know, in the AM.
Yes.
But we're going to get into it like we do, like we do. I have a lot of soccer-related questions that Jason can help me with here.
Okay.
I was looking at a list of, you know, best soccer players in the world, and I happened to come up with one I was going to ask you about, but then I found out there's an injury to Lamine Yamal.
Yeah.
How much does that hurt this World Cup game? Because he's considered to be like one of the young like phenoms, right? Like,
yeah.
Like break it down in terms that I understand.
Yeah. Lamine Yamal is one of the up and coming stars right now. He plays for Barcelona. He plays for the Spanish national team. He was a big part of them winning the Euros in 2024. He is injured for the rest of the Barcelona club season. So that will take him through third week in May or so.
Okay.
It's a hamstring. We know how hamstring injuries can go.
Yeah.
Now, this is, I think, all told, to take you up to the World Cup opener for Spain, which will be at Atlanta Stadium. It's Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We know it's the Benz, but it's Atlanta Stadium.
Yeah, we had to white out and cover all branding I saw.
Except for one.
Oh.
The only stadium World Cup that was allowed to have their sponsor logo in any way, the roof. You can't cover it on the roof.
Exactly. There's not very much you can do.
They're like, we can't do this, and we're not damaging this roof. That's not happening, FIFA. Sorry. And they finally let go. So... Lamine Yamal, for that opener, I think he'll be okay. Most of the reports out of Spain say that he will be back in time. Now, I wonder if he's a full go or if Spain, because, look, their first two games here in Atlanta, it's Cabo Verde and it's Saudi Arabia. They're going to be heavily favored in both of those. I don't know if he starts. I think he might come off the bench, and that's a way to ease him back in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have craziness happened in game one and you got to go get a result in game two, maybe that accelerates the timeline. But it's just worrisome because we've seen this in World Cups before, and we've had this conversation in Olympics or any real big major event where you have a star coming in banged up.
Yeah.
And they're not 100%, and there's always that concern that they don't get there during the tournament. I think of Wayne Rooney in 2006 for England. David Beckham missed out on 2010 because of a metatarsal injury. You know, it's the sad thing about these kinds of events that are once every 4 years, because if you miss one, there's no guarantee you're back for the next one.
Yeah.
Now, Lamine's young. He should be back for plenty more World Cups, but he's not the only one. Kylian Mbappe's got an injury that is a little touch and go, and he's kind of been dealing with that all year. Xavi Simons of the Dutch national team, he tore his ACL yesterday.
Ooh.
And he's out now for the World Cup. There's been a few others that have already been announced as being out for the World Cup. So players are playing more games than ever before, and it takes its toll. And, you know, you hate to see these things ahead of a tournament. We saw it with Patrick Adjumon for the U.S. men's national team, who scored here in Atlanta in March, and now he's out for the World Cup with an injury.
Whew. Okay, so I was looking at a list of, like, you know, trying to get myself prepared. We're 60 days out, people. So,
oh no, we're less than that. We're inside of 50. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we're moving fast.
We're inside of 50 now. I can't even keep up. We're moving so fast. So I've been trying to, you know, figure out the players that, you know, I want to pay attention to. I want to watch. Yamal is one, and I am looking here at a Mohamed Salah that plays for Liverpool and Egypt. Tell me more about him.
Now, he's in an interesting spot, and he's also dealing with an injury. It's crazy. Like, he pulled his hamstring, and the Egyptian national team said, he's done for the rest of the season with Liverpool. And Liverpool hasn't said anything yet. So I'm taking that with a little grain of salt. But he is leaving Liverpool at the end of the season. So this is something that happens in World Cups where guys are going either, it's known they're going on the market. So he's leaving the club. He'll be available free transfer. You don't have to pay to sign him. You have to pay him, but you don't have to pay the other club to get his contract. So he's free to sign this summer. If he has a big World Cup, his asking price is going to be very high.
Yeah.
If he's banged up and he doesn't have a big World Cup, then where does he end up? I don't know. Like, he's not somebody that I see playing with another club in England. He's been with Liverpool for so long. I don't think he'll sign anywhere else in England. In the past, there were a lot of links to Real Madrid and Barcelona, the two most valued soccer clubs in the world. I don't know if either one would go for him right now. I don't think he would really fit what they need. I don't know if anybody else in Europe would have the kind of money that he's going to be looking for. There's been a lot of talk about him going to the Saudi Pro League following Cristiano Ronaldo. That would make a lot of sense. I think he could make a lot more money there. I don't know if he'd come to Major League Soccer. One club that does have ties to the Egyptian national team through their ownership is San Diego. San Diego would be really interesting, and they are parting with Chucky Lozano, the Mexican national team star that was their big marquee player last year. He's not playing anywhere right now because they don't want him, and he hasn't found anywhere else to go. So he is basically going to miss the World Cup, Chucky Lozano, with Mexico because he's not playing at the club level this season. I would love to see San Diego make a play for Mo Salah. I don't know if they're going to be able to offer him enough money to make that happen. I don't know if they can get into a bidding war with the Saudi clubs.
Oh, that wound up being more interesting than I thought.
You never know where these things go. And when you're talking about multiple leagues and looking at players, it gets really crazy this time of year.
Okay, so as we all know, I'm a big kit, jersey, gear girl. Mm-hmm, I love it. I got on some gear right now. I always got to match Jason's fly when I come in here. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, no matter what day it is. So, Jason, have you noticed that Adidas has been listening to our show?
Hi, yes,
Adidas,
they have.
America, because we have been getting these retro jerseys that you, and by extension me, now that I know what they are, have been wanting, especially for the past year. And right now, I'm looking at the Manchester United 1990s jersey.
Yep.
It's so gorgeous.
Yep. They Bayern Munich is doing a retro look as well for, I think, their secondary kit next year. So, yeah, it's just a smart play. And it's something that we've talked about on The Intersection, and I don't know why it hasn't really become a thing in the soccer world yet, is the either the throwback where it is literally just reprinting. Maybe one reason is you change equipment suppliers so often, but still you can do the designs and you can make little tweaks and stuff like that. And we'll talk about how Adidas has worked around that with a design right now. But soccer's never really embraced that. They release a lot of kits. You get the primary, the secondary. You don't really go home and away. You go primary, you go secondary. A lot of teams will have a third kit. Sometimes you get other special kits. I think PSG has about 27 kits for their 34 league matches. Thank you, Jordan Brand.
Yes,
all of that. But yeah, like they've never really went retro. And they did a really cool weekend. This is something I would love to see the NBA do here. In Spain, they did a retro weekend. So they did all the teams playing in throwback kits. The referees wore throwback kits.
Oh, nice.
They used throwback like graphics and everything on the broadcasts. It was amazing. I think Serie A is going to do something like that in Italy as well. Could you imagine an NBA throwback night where you have everybody play? They all wear a throwback jersey, a throwback uniform. You have all the throwback graphics and everything. Mm-hmm. It'd be so cool.
Especially if you did it on like NBC. Yeah. So you have a full throwback feel.
Yeah.
Like you turn it on NBC, it has all the old music, all the old graphics. You got the jerseys that you saw in the 80s and 90s. And, you know, to give the oldies like us that good nostalgia feeling. They could, there's my childhood. It's kind of like the 76ers when they, like, brought back the 2000 jersey. They, like, remixed it for this year. And I was like, oh, that looks like my youth. I love it. So I do think that will be fun. The Falcons kind of do that whenever they put on the 90s jersey. Yep. They go full retro when they put up the retro graphics on the screen and the inside of the stadium, and then they go the whole nine yard. Yes, I think more leagues would benefit from doing that. I think it's just fun.
Yeah, you're at a point with MLS now, you're 30 years after it launched, that you can do some fun 90s throwbacks, at least for the teams that started. And we've seen some teams embrace that in MLS where they've done kind of the faux back idea. I hate to give Charlotte any credit, especially when there's a game tomorrow against them. But they did a kind of cool homage to a team that was called the Carolina Lightning.
Okay.
Not with a G at the end. The Lightning.
Exactly, with the apostrophe.
Yeah, I don't even know if they had the apostrophe back in the early 80s. It was just Lightning. Sounded crazy. Sounded like something you'd buy at the gas station when you were underage or something. They did a cool, like, kind of riff on that. It wasn't the actual Lightning jersey. I think they changed the colors a little bit, but it was cool. That's one thing that Atlanta hasn't done yet. They haven't done a faux back kind of kit.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
You've got Atlanta Chiefs stuff that you could do. The best thing about the Atlanta Ruckus, the first team that I fell in love with, was the sponsor, so you can't really do that. I mean, it was Red Dog Beer on the front of the shirt.
Oh, yeah, that's so 80s and cool.
Oh, it was so cool. It was like mid-90s. Like that was the Red Dog Beer on the front as the sponsor was amazing. So you can't really play with that one too much. Silverbacks isn't too far back, and they changed their look a whole bunch of times over the run. The late 70s, early 80s Atlanta Chiefs that were like red, white, and blue, I think is the faux back that Atlanta United will do at some point for a third or a special kit. But I love that Adidas is leaning into this, and I hope they bring that to MLS and do some stuff with it there.
Yeah, I agree. They're calling it some of them the bring back jersey. I even like the way that they
named it. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, exactly. I like the way that they named it. And most of these are labeled like what year they are. Like I see Real Madrid right here, it's 99/2000 away. So you know like the era of what you're purchasing.
Yeah.
It's really cool. And if y'all want, the Bob Marley collection has randomly gone on sale.
Oh, so it's a shame Jamaica didn't qualify for the World Cup kits are pretty amazing that Jamaica did. Amazing. Unfortunately, you're just not going to see them at the World Cup. We did see Adidas do a throwback, even though they don't have the rights to the U.S. national team right now. They did the denim kit.
It's amazing. No, they didn't just do the denim kit, Jason.
Yeah, they did the whole denim line.
They did the whole denim line.
The jacket's amazing.
You can get a men's jacket, a women's jacket. You can get shorts. You can get pants. You can get sambas. The stars in the denim is available across the board. And they even have it in youth sizes. So you will see me in it this summer.
Oh, there we go.
You will. Okay. I got to play us out of here. Unfortunately, we did not get to hear about my favorite owner, John Dexter.
Oh, we're going to squeeze that in.
We got to get to that at some point.
We can make that happen.
Yeah, I have to know what's going on in my favorite soccer side story.
And there's stuff happening like as we speak in Brazil when it comes to John Dexter. So it's gotten even messier down there for old Mr. Dexter.
It's the never-ending story.
Yeah, well, it's got to end at some point because he's about broke. We'll talk about all of that in hour number two. But when we come back, we're going to get into Atlanta United and Charlotte, U.S. Open Cup, round of 16. You're going to hear from Tristan Muyamba. I'll tell you what Tata Martino had to say as well up in Marietta. All that's coming up after the break on Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars.
Here we go.
And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.